You're listening to Mad Radio on Sports Radio 610. Mike Meltzer, Paul Gallant, Seth Payne with you. And joining us now, one of the Texans linebackers, Dylan Cole on Mad Radio. Dylan, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing well. First of all, it seemed like this has to be a weird feeling, but you had a good game on Sunday against New England, despite the fact that the team lost. What did you think of your overall performance in that game, especially when you came in and played a lot more in the second half?
I think you always, as a player, look at what you could have done better. And I think there's some plays out there, some opportunities that I may have missed. And so right now I'm just trying to figure out exactly how to fix those problems, and we've gone over that, and we've kind of moved past that, and we figured out what we've done, what we did good, and what we did bad, and fix the bad, and continue the good.
How do you compare yourself to the player that you were last season? Like Dylan Cole year two versus Dylan Cole as a rookie who made the team last year.
I think last year I was a little hesitant, a little timid, not as confident as I am this year. I think that's the biggest thing this year. I've found my confidence, found my niche, and I'm just trying to build on it. And however that looks, whatever I have to do, I'm just trying to get on the field and help team win.
You sure seem pretty confident in coverage. I was watching back your pick six against the Titans, where you wreck a guy going over the middle. Castle throws the pass. It goes over the tight end's head. You catch it. You're running, essentially holding the football like a lacrosse stick, stiff-arming guys and stuff. You look pretty confident there. And I go back to your play last year where you had the interception downfield, and I know you got hurt on the play. But I remember watching saying, like, that's not a linebacker. That guy's way too fast to be a linebacker.
Yeah, B-Mac keeps telling me I'm not a linebacker either because I'm not 260 pounds.
Does that make you mad?
No. I think he's just playing around. No, it's one of those things. I don't know exactly where it came from. I mean, I never knew that I was going to be a linebacker in the NFL. I always thought I was going to be a running back in the NFL. So I definitely I don't know exactly where it came from, but I think I have some decent ball skills and some stuff I need to work on with that, but
Decent is putting it mildly. I was looking at your high school stats before I came over here, and I talked about it with you before, and you're like, yeah, maybe that was the numbers, but you had like 2,000 yards rushing, you had 500 yards receiving, you had 40 plus touchdowns combined, and you're playing linebacker as well, and you had a ton of tackles, and you guys won state your senior year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think you're a little bit more than a linebacker.
I mean, yeah, that was back in the high school. We were playing 3A ball, so. You know, you try to get your best athlete the ball, and I think that was one of those things that I just got the ball a lot, so it was nice. It was nice for that.
Dylan Cole joining us here on Mad Radio. You mentioned you're a more confident player this year, but I imagine at some point, like last year, you realized, like, when was the moment for you when you were like, I belong in the NFL? What was that moment for you?
I think it was, you could go back. I think it was the game before probably the pick six, and I just started getting a little bit more comfortable, started seeing a little bit more playing time. I think it was one of those things that as a player you need to see the field a little bit more, see the live action, not in the preseason. We're not talking about preseason. We're talking about all the elite starters playing at one time and seeing the game, how fast the game is, and just like how to mentally break down the game. And I think that's one of those things. The more plays I got under my belt, the more comfortable I felt. And then once I got hurt, it was one of those things that I felt like I had to almost start back over because my confidence went down. I was kind of down because I really, really wanted to play real bad. I mean, I've never missed a game until the NFL. So that was one of those things that it was one of those humps that I had.
Especially after that interception too. You made a great play, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you can't play.
Yeah, I was very upset at that point, and I knew it was going to be a little bit of time while I was out. So I was pretty upset on it.
You played for Mike Vrabel last year. He was your defensive coordinator. Now he's going to be on the opposing sideline. What's that like?
I'm pretty excited about the game because it's going to be a really good game. I know he knows exactly what we're doing and all the plays that hurt our defense. So I think it'll be a good matchup. We got to be really, really clean in what we do and make sure that we're honed in on our assignment and just be, gap sound and everything like that. All the things that are what you need to do, but you really need to make sure that you do those just because I believe that they're definitely scheming our defense.
Last question from me. Marcus Mariota is probably the fastest quarterback in the NFL. What's it like preparing for a guy like that?
I mean, you just got to contain the guy. And be sound in your rush lanes and be good in coverage. And when he decides to pull it down, being able to rally and tackle. I mean, it's a group effort with him. And if you can keep him contained and not let him get out of the pocket too much, it's not too bad.
I know, Dylan, when you came here last year, Vrabel had gone from linebackers coach to defensive coordinator. What is he like in that room as defensive coordinator?
He's one to take charge. He wants everybody to know he's in control, and he wants to make sure that he's the leader and make sure everybody understands that what he says goes, and that's kind of what it goes like. And I think last year, I mean, yeah, it was one of those things. It was nice to have him in the room, but it'll be fun to play against him as well.
What's something about Dylan Cole off the field that people should know about?
I'm not that great. I mean, I'm not that interesting, honestly.
What do you like to do?
What do I like to do? I mean, I'm still trying to figure out all the hobbies that I have. Your first year, you're so locked into football, and then this second year, I just feel like I'm so honed in on trying to get better. And so I think it's hard for me to find. I mean, I like.
What do you do to relax? Like, let's say, obviously, it's very busy. You're studying film, practice, all that. What do you do to, like, wind down?
You know, sometimes I'll go home and watch some Practical Jokers. That's about it.
That's a very easy show to binge watch, yeah, especially late at night.
Yeah, it's on consistently all the time.
It is. You can always find it somewhere. Dylan, good luck on Sunday. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Dylan Cole on Mad Radio Sports Radio 610.